The Mines and the Architectural Heritage of the Renaissance. We're on Place de la Fleur, in front of the Pharmacie de la Tour. Let's go back in time to the 10th century when silver mining started. It prospered until the 14th century when all the mines closed because of problems with water evacuation and ventilation of the mine shafts. Then, in the 15th century, the old medieval mines were rediscovered and opened up again. Throughout the 16th century, intense exploration went on underground. Mining came to a halt in the 17th century and then started up again intermittently up until 1940. By this time, miners were looking for new minerals like cobalt, copper, lead, or even arsenic. It was during the Renaissance that the Pharmacie de la Tour building was erected. It was used as a town hall on the Alsace side, as well as an administrative centre for the mines. Back then, the building was twice as big as it is now. But in 1880, it was demolished because it was in a bad state of repair. Anyone fancy a little lesson of architecture? Can you see the two turrets? That pepper box roof? It's typical of Germanic Renaissance architecture. The turret symbolised the place where power was exercised. The biggest tower contains a spiral staircase. Look at the crossbeam and mullioned windows. They're framed by sandstone, a very common type of stone in the region. Have a bit of fun looking for a block of silver-bearing galenite embedded in a wall. It is a souvenir of the discovery of a 600-kilogram block of pure silver in a mine in 1581. Turn towards the hangar opposite the square. This was where the Hôtel de la Fleur stood in the 16th century. It was an inn that hosted the meetings of the mining board. It was also used as a courtroom for miners and even as a prison. The spokesman of the mining board is on his feet. Let's listen to him. To make sure their mines ran well, the Ribeaupierre and Habsbourg families gave their miners many benefits. Tax exemptions, maximum 8-hour working days. The miners even had their own instrument of justice. The judge of the mine set up a system of mining concessions sold as shares to rich burghers. In the mid-16th century, 3,000 miners worked in Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines. They came from Saxony and the Tyrol and formed the Brotherhood of Miners called the Knappschaft. The Brotherhood set up a social security system. Each member had to pay 1% of his weekly salary into the fund. The money was used to pay for health care for the needy and to finance the maintenance of the church and the salary of the schoolmaster. The miners' organization was very hierarchical. At the top of the pile was the Bergrichter, the judge of the mines. He dealt with all disputes related to the mines or the miners. He was assisted by several clerks, accountants, and foremen who constituted the mines officer corps. Civilians, in other words, all those who didn't work for the mines, came under the jurisdiction of the seigneurial judge appointed by the Ribeaupierre family. He was called the Landrichter. Let's go now to the Reformed Church that bears witness to the huge diversity of religions in Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.